The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are welcome to Bible study. We started with the power of thought. We suspended it and we went for missions. So we are back, and tonight we will look at it again, and then we'll build upon it. Amen. We'll look at it and we'll build upon it. I want us to look at. Okay, let me make this introduction. In Bible, we have some names in Scripture. Let me reintroduce this whole thing. In Scripture, we have some names. We have Cain, Abel. It is not just a name. It was a system that was being instituted in Bible. And then we have Esau, Jacob. It was not just a name. It is a system that was being instituted in the Bible. And when it comes to us, we also live within systems that has been instituted. And therefore, you as a Christian, or you as a human being born into this world, you live in two worlds. And what is the world I talk about? You live in one world that is inside, and you live in another world that is outside. You live in two worlds. And most of us do battles, and our battles are outside. But the world that we live in one in, one out. Hallelujah. One in, one out. And therefore, there is a need that we begin to consider the world inside very carefully. I knew one man of God who always made this statement: you have to win the war inside before you battle outside. It took me over 5 years to understand that statement, because I didn't know that there was something inside that we needed to deal with. And that is why it brings us to this point, because many Christians, out. And when you fight the out and you lose the in, you will still lose. But when you win the in, fighting the outside is very easy. Fighting the outside is very easy. So, the future is an imagination, and the past is a memory. The future is an imagination, the past is a memory. But both occur within your mind. Both the future and the past occur within your mind. If we can enter into the future, we cannot rely on memory alone. We have to activate our imaginations so that we can conceive of what will happen tomorrow. And that is where most Christians find ourselves wanting. Not able to activate our imagination. Many of us try to adjust like the toad. You know when you put the toad or the frog in water, and you light fire under. Because it was in cold water, as the water begins to heat, the animal or the toad tries to readjust. It will readjust. And many of us have been readjusting. We have been readjusting. Why? We are not ready to leap into the future. So every time we try to readjust within the situation, and because we try to readjust into our now and anything that is happening, we always have issues with what? The thought issue. There is a scripture in Genesis. Let me look for that scripture. And then we now begin. Genesis 27 verse 40. Genesis 27 verse 40. One of the powerful scriptures. Genesis 27 40. It was spoken by Isaac to Esau. You will live by the sword, but you will serve your brother. In the New English Translation, it says, when you grow restless, you will tear off his yoke from your neck. When you grow what? Restless. When you read verse 39, he told him the blessings he will receive. But out of all those blessings, he said, you still serve your brother. And now he says, when you grow restless. Many Christians don't want to grow restless. And as we study this topic, I am trying to push you into restlessness. Because the father told him that your situation will only change when you grow restless. Your situation will only change when you are uncomfortable. Your situation will only change when you become tired of it. So until you get tired of it, certain things will never change. Until we get tired of it, it will never change. We can complain and adjust, it won't change. But until we get tired of it, you will never go outside the box. So Isaac was telling Esau that, Esau, you will enjoy, you will get all this thing. But if you want the situation to change, then get restless. And therefore, as we look at this topic, we'll be looking at it for, I don't know how many weeks. But as we look at it, you will learn how to get restless. Hallelujah. You will learn how to get restless. Because there are many things the church must tap into. So we look at the first scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. 1 Samuel 22, 1 and 2. We'll pick the point there. We'll look at 2 Samuel chapter 2. Please, anyone who is there can read. 1 Samuel chapter 22. 1 Samuel. If you don't have a Bible, you have a phone Bible. If you don't have a phone Bible, you have a screen Bible.
22 from verse 1 from the NIV version. Verse 1. David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. So verse 2. All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him, and he became their commander. About 400 men were with him. Amen. From verse.
Okay, so thank you very much. So, 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. That scripture does not give us any good thing. I told you when we started. If you look at that scripture, you don't see anything in it. David was in the cave of what? Adullam. But when you pick the words in it, you get the understanding of it. David was in the cave of Adullam. What is the cave of Adullam? It was a place that he was seeking what? Refuge. So David himself was a runaway man. It was a place he was seeking refuge. And then some people heard about him. And then they decided to go to him. So verse 2 now tells you the type of people who went to him. Verse 2 says, all those who were what? In distress or death. So let's pick it. All those who were what? In distress. Number 2, death. Number 3, discontent. And then number 4, do you have anything? It's only 3. It's only three. You say you know Ukraine back one. All those who were in distress, in debt, discontented, gathered around him. I say pick preaching points and let's preach. What points will you preach again? And he became their commander. Commander was important. And then the last one is that they were hot. 400 men. They are very significant points you can miss. And we realize that all the letters D looks like it is a negative word. They were in distress, they were in debt, they were discontented. But according to the Genesis scripture we read, I want you to get something. Most of us will be in this situation, we don't make a move. We try to adjust. We are okay. Oh, let's try and adjust. So they were distressed, they were in debt, they were discontented. So you look at this class of people, and would they all become normal people? They were all not normal people. And they made a move. If it was one person who came to David, it was not an issue. If it was one person coming to David, it's not an issue. The reason why I'm saying it's not an issue is that, let's pick it from verse 1. David was in the cave of where? Adullam. It David himself was unsettled. And in David's situation, he did not get one visitor. He got how many? 400. That tells you that David has a huge tax. He had what? 400 people coming to stay with him. And they did not come with good news. All the 400 people, what did they come with? This person is distressed. This person is in debt. This person is discontented. So along the line, if you read David's account, where the Amalekites came to raid him and the men thought of killing him, you know that David, discontented. Men who were distressed, men who were in debt, they are all non-normal men. But one thing I want you to take note is that they made a move and decided David should become their what? Commander or captain. Your situation may not be okay, but have you made a move? They made a move to Christ. We make a move to Christ, and our lives begin to what? To change. Now let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 8, and then we'll begin our lesson from there. Second Samuel 23 verse 8. Rookie, from the screen.
Second Samuel chapter 23 verse 8. These are the names of David's mighty men: Josheb, Bathsheba, Tachimonite was chief. A Tachimonite was chief of the three.
Can we all read the first sentence together? Shall we go? That's all. So, we are looking at something in Scripture which is not a story, which is a true fact, that there was a time 400 people who were in debt, who were discontented, who were what? Distressed, came to settle with David. But after some time with David, those 400 men changed, were transformed, were shifted, and they became what? Mighty men. Not just mighty, but mighty warriors. And if you go through the whole account of David as king, these were his mighty soldiers. This was his squad. These were the people that kept him. Hallelujah. And that is the reason why we want to study what happened. The whole lesson is about what happened. What happened? So when I began with, as I said, the memory belongs to what? The past. But imagination belongs to what? The future. But both occur in our what? In our minds. Both the past and the future all occur within your what? Your mind. But where you hold determines what you will be. Where you hold determines what you will be. And I'm coming to draw a graphic picture of this situation for you to understand. These people were not market women. They were not market women. They were what? Warriors. They became what? Warriors. So let me ask you this question. If you are going to fight and at the battlefield, you are still remembering that you are owing somebody, will you come back alive? Will you come back alive? If you go to the battlefield and there is something worrying you, do you think when they shoot, you'll be ready to dodge? So you come to see that there was some work that was done on these people. Not for them to be able to hold on to the memory of the past, but to have an imagination of what? The future. And as far as we hold on to the memory of the past, there is no way we can win battles. There is no way. If you have time and you go home, I give you a special assignment. It is just about names. You will not laugh reading it, but for my sake, read it for me. From 2 Samuel chapter 8 downwards, Bible will list 30 men of David, and you will see what they were doing. One was able to fight, and the sword got stuck to the hand. Obia Wadeka. So how can this person become mighty? That tells you that you and I are capable of becoming mighty men if only we can leave some things. If we are able to leave it, we can. If we are not able to leave it, we cannot. If we are able to leave it, we can. If we are not able to leave it, we cannot. Any question?
One thing that we need to understand is that, anyway, thank you very much for the topic. I wish the entire congregation is here to be part of it. But those of us who are here can also learn and send the message across. When you look at these two passages, 1 Samuel 22, verse 2, the 400 people were in distress, in debt, and discontented. And David became their leader. And here we can see these 30 men who became David's mighty men. You can see that not all the 400 people became David's mighty men. Not all the 400 became David's mighty men. Out of the 400, some became David's mighty men. Others became other things which were not mentioned. So it tells that it is you yourself who qualify yourself to become what you want to become. You see, today, by 5:30, I was here. I was in the office. I just felt that I should come and spend some time to pray. And the Lord started teaching me something about people who follow leaders. Like David, this thing came, and then Elijah also came. Elisha came. You know, before Elisha came into the life of Elijah, Elisha had an unnamed servant. 1 Kings 18, 41 to 46. That servant who went to see whether rain is coming and there is no rain is different from Elisha. He was serving Elijah before Elisha came. His name was not mentioned. And then no one knew what happened to him. His name was gone. Now, at a point, Elisha came. Elisha served Elijah for only 10 years, and he inherited the anointing. You see, the Lord was teaching me this morning that, and one thing that came, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. There are some who come around leaders or even in the church. At a certain point, you realize that they become complacent, they become familiar. Complacency and familiarity lowers their commitment and their loyalty. Then that is where they lose out. Before you realize, somebody who just came, a few weeks, a few so and so, whose passion and zeal is still continuing, the person rather becomes a better end, like we are seeing in this context. So, in fact, Jesus' main this thing of saying, the first shall be last and the last shall be first, is about continuity of your passion. Continuity of your passion, not when you came. People have been in this church 30-something years now. Some people just came 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. But you can see that this thing is going. And before God, that's how it is. It is not how long you have been in the church. It is not how long you have been around a leader. It is the continuation of your passion, your commitment. And two things that we need to watch: complacency and familiarity. Complacency and familiarity. So, in conclusion of my destiny, we need to watch that among the 400, each person, you will decide to be what you want, to be. Whether you be qualified among David's mighty men or you be lost out, that one, it is your own responsibility.
Thank you very much. I will clap for our daddy. Okay. So, in continuing our studies, we realize that number one, they all made a move. Making a move means that they were all willing. They were all not comfortable with where they were. So they made a move. But what did David have to do for them? And today we will look at one. The next week we'll continue with the others. We'll look at using the delete button. Using the delete. Using the delete button. In computer, we have something we call delete. We have something we call delete. It cannot do it by itself. Somebody has to what? Press it. So when you type something wrong and you don't delete, the computer does not know it is wrong. But fortunately for us, when God made us and programmed us, everything in us was perfect. Everything in us was perfect. The only difference between us and the computer is that with the computer, somebody has to press it. But with you, nobody presses it for you. Hello? Nobody does the pressing for you. Nobody does the pressing for you. Using the delete button. Why do I talk about using the delete button? I told you that memory belongs to what? The past. But imagination belongs to what? The future. At all times, something must go in. If you cannot delete the past, you are not ready to go into the future. If you can't delete, you are not ready to go into the future. So, when you talk to some, he says, and formerly I was doing this, but this person, the person is still recalling from what? Memory. And that is recalling from the past. So can the person see into the future? It becomes difficult. Because even in trying to introduce the person into the future, if he does not delete the past, he cannot move on. And I told you that the past and the future all resides in your heart, in your mind. The memory, the imagination are all there. So which one do you look to? But because David was what? A warrior. He had to train them on how to what? Delete the things they were having or the challenges they were going through. You know, some of us go through some challenges and we sit down for the challenge to define us. So, I read a book, and in that book they said a dog was pregnant. And when the dog was about giving birth, it got knocked by a car. But it managed to survive. Then it gave birth. When it gave birth, the dog was walking this way. So when the children or the friends and the puppies came and they saw their mother dragging her feet, they also thought that is the way to walk. So they also started dragging their feet because that is what they were what watching. And so many a time we go through things. Everybody will go through something. Everybody will go through something. The Pope will go through it. The one who is down there will go through it. But how you are able to delete will determine how you can what, move on. And many of us are not able to delete it. So for David to make them good warriors, today we'll look at only this. If you don't delete, it won't get deleted. Somebody write it down. If you don't delete, it won't get what? Deleted. You must find a way to delete it. Some of us, we laugh. And we will laugh over it. And it may make you think that we are not serious. But that is our way to what? To cool the system down and continue. So you have to find a strategy to delete it. At least with the computer, they have written on it, boldly delete. But if you don't know that button, who presses it for you? Instead of deleting, if you go and press 1, the computer will write 1. If you go and press 2, it will write 2. If you press shift, it will write shift. It will shift. If you press alt, it will move to the next thing. If you press tab, it will continue. If you want to wipe it clean, the only way to wipe it clean is what? Delete. Fortunately, to us as Christians, we have the blood of Jesus that wipes clean. We have the blood that wipes clean. And scripture says that if your sins are as red as what? Crimson. They shall be made as white as what? Snow. So we have the cleansing power of the blood to wipe it. Last week I was chatting with someone else. He said, one she ya ubi be sakra Christo moja no ebe hohoro ne ho ne ho bete enso na wo wo nte ye san se untu mi nye den and move on. And most of us will meet some people and will tag them. This guy is like this, but he may have moved on. And you are the one holding on to how the guy was. Hey, heaven, ebeye fekeke. Seriously, ebeye fekeke. You go and you meet some people in heaven and say, ah, angel, is this correct? And the angel will tell you that, oje munache na ukuremu. If we don't learn to delete, we can't move. We are in Easter season. So I will give you this. I was trying to write a message on the cross. The cross is a bridge between time, the past and the future. And the two thieves on the cross were all talking about time. One said, if you are Christ, talking about another time. And the other one too said, remember me in paradise. That was the future. So the cross is a bridge between the past and the future. But unfortunately, many of us hold on to the past. We stand with the first thief. But the one who can delete will move on to the future. If this man could become mighty, they needed to delete. They needed to delete. Unfortunately, most of us, we are praying, but we are not able to delete. This is the only thing that God gave you, that do it yourself. Do it yourself. The only exercise we give ourselves today is that when you go, write the things you have to delete and delete it to yourself. Don't bring it to me. Do it yourself. Delete. The blood does the deletion and you also have to delete. So, if you don't delete it, it won't get deleted. What are the things we are to delete? The wrong things that have entered. The man who sat at the pool for how many years? 38 years. When deliverance was coming, he was still holding on to what? The past. And yes, so she a Christoa. And can say what to her? He would still have been sitting there. Because he was giving historical accounts while there was what? A present and future solution. I'm not saying history is bad. We need history to move on. You need a little bit of memory to move on. But you need more of imagination to spare on. Hallelujah. I wouldn't be giving us plenty, plenty, because I'm not interested in we writing notes. I'm interested in the practical action part. The practical action part. The other time I told you we'll be looking at renting of rooms. What rooms have you rented? We'll look at that. But today let's do the deletion. That you will sit down and you look at things that we must be deleted. Some of you have kept some names in your heart. If you can't delete, you will move forward. I said, we live in what? Two worlds. You have to win the battle on the inside. This is about the battle on the inside. This is not the battle on the outside. Unfortunately, it begins from the outside and it enters the inside. But you will need to what? Deal with it. My style of dealing with it will not be the same as you. But we must all get the same result. And the result is, you must delete, I must delete. So that we can move on. Should I talk a little bit about the memory? I don't know the memory size you are holding. But when mobile phones started coming, those who were having 16 gig RAM, they were the top of the range. Today, what is the gig? We have what? Oh, 3264. I'll say, sir. Well, wa kechiru. As 128 kura chum. Ebimukra 526. 526 gig. 526. Yes. 526 gig. So now the phones have become like what? The computer. It is the computer that you are holding. So mine is 32 gig. I'm trying to bring something up. And that this one is what? 526. Obitua pictures. Chebibi, your recordings and the rest. Me, every day, my backup alone is 826 megabytes per night. Only on WhatsApp. My backup alone. The moment it backs up, Mekona, I do 31.2. Now, so red. You have to go somewhere, delete something. Every day I have to delete. And therefore, every day as I delete, I have to recheck what is important, what is not important. I have to delete what is not important. Let it go. Because if it does not go, tomorrow I can't use the phone. So most times, I use my laptop for WhatsApp. Because if I use my phone, I can't open things. So we went for the Easter convention and they were loading the pictures for me. So the first day pictures, I had to check which ones were good to send to Facebook. And they loaded and the guy sent me 90. Maybe I could pay my phone, so I am my. I told the person I'll check. I had to quickly sit down, use my laptop before I can work. Hallelujah. Most of us have to delete to move on. Even if you think your memory bank is big, it will catch up with you one day. 526 is big. comparing to 32 gig is big, but he can download some things, and after some time, 5 to 6 gig will be what? Will be small. It will be small. So if you don't learn to delete, problem ever. I'm using Samsung, and after some time, they will tell you update. Update. And the moment I click update, this is what the phone tells me. Delete space to update. So the phone is even telling you that for you to go on to the new, you have to delete the old so that it gives you the new. One day, it had to take me over 2 weeks to delete. And I'll tell the system next 2 hours. Then I'll go and check. Then it tells me memory not enough. Memory not enough. Some of us, the new things we have to move on, memory not enough. You don't have enough memory to take on the new. Into what you know, God is not good. God is not good. Your memory bank is low. When you talk extra memory chip, when you delete to move on. Tell somebody, delete to move on. I said today we are doing only one. Delete to move on. So if 32 gig for bra, 16 gig for bedding. Delete to move on. So somebody sent me something on TikTok and said, yesterday I was talking to Osofo Prince. He said, just download TikTok. I said, Master, I need space. And yet I can't download the TikTok. Me download it, I need space. Then last time, Adam was sharing with me that we can do Instagram. I didn't do the Instagram because I didn't have space. I just said, me delete BB before Instagram comes in. Anything that comes in, something must go. Anything that comes in, something must go. Anything that comes in, something must go. If it does not go, nothing can come in. And the whole human system too, God made it in that same way. You eat, you wee-wee, you poo-poo, it must go. The new one can come in. If it does not go, nothing comes in. So if God made the system that way and you cannot manage it that way, then you have a problem. Hallelujah. Let's take the submissions and then we'll be on Kasayam.
Let's clap for Pastor Roger. You know, these are very practical things that we need to really apply. That is why we need to develop our relationship with the Holy Spirit to help us to know the areas that we should delete. Not on our own, but Holy Spirit. You know, every new thing that comes, there are certain things that goes with it, and there are certain things that doesn't go with it. You know, the man who came for the crossover for Hohoe, he called me yesterday, and he was telling me that, look, anytime he comes for crossover, he has a testimony. So when I was talking a mention of deliverance people, where are the testimonies? He says that whenever he's sitting down there, any message that is coming, then he begins to ask the Holy Spirit, how should he position himself for this shift, for the Kairos, year that is beginning? How should he position himself to enjoy the Kairos year or the Kairos season, which is a season of supernatural shift, switch, changeover, and turnover? Then the Holy Spirit will just begin to download something. He will begin to write. So as he was sitting there, he just started penning some things down. And when he left this thing and went to the station and picked the car, he got to Hohoe around 2 a.m. And he slept. He got home around 2:30, slept. By 7 o'clock, he was awoken with a call. And then when he listening to the call, this was a guy who has been fighting him over a property which is even in court for about 5 years now. The guy just told him that, look, from today, Majai, the property is yours. I am tired. I can't do anything again. You see, so, in fact, Pastor Roger, this particular point of deletion, this should be a Sunday message where everyone is around. Because there is something God is telling me to organize, especially among the church workers. Refreshing, season of refreshing, where we must let certain things go. Offenses, this one here, this one here, so and so here. All those things, they become a weight and a blockade in our lives. So may God help us to know what to delete. Thank you.
Okay. We thank our daddy. But I want to say something here small. Our daddy will always talk from spiritual. I'll talk from carnal. Don't worry. I want us to join all together. This thing we're talking of works both spiritual and physical. You getting me? Huh? Sometimes you want to project into the spirit to look at it that way. And yes, Anna, yes, actually. It is a practical thing. It is a practical thing. That's why I say we won't do more. We'll do small. We'll do small. It's a practical thing. You would need to clear the chaff. You will need to clear it. Last one, let me just add this one. The more it is kept in, the more it destroys you. The more it is kept in, the more it what destroys you. The more it is kept in, the more it destroys you. You see, in the computer, we have some... the computer can only be attacked by what? Viruses. And those times that we were using diskette, how many people came to me diskette? Let me start from diskette. Then we go to the CD-ROM. Then we come to the pen drive. Then you get it. Because I want you to get that shift. When we had, it was the time of the diskette. I remember that time I was supposed to do a backup for the office. And the backup, you need 32 diskettes for the backup. So when you pick one, you put it in. Then it finishes and then you get the CD dot dot. One multi computer language, as somebody has said. CD dot dot. That means, who the same one, press it, enter. Then it will continue. We will be learning small. But your Bible study, so we are learning. So CD dot dot, it means that it wants to continue. Then we'll put it in. If somebody comes to laugh with you, and who refina would they? Number one, in the circle, number one is wiped off. Now, kunya number five there. If there is a problem and you want to restore, wahala don't come. You have lost all data. You will start the work again. And one of the things we learned from the diskette was that when you pick the diskette, there was a small knob be there. One locks the diskette, one opens the diskette. And we thought it was joke. Abrofokra di omoha adwen, debia no mama ye lock. Don't lock it. Only small dust enters. You can't restore. Ejuma here, and you start again. This was computer coming. Then we went towards CD-ROM. With the CD-ROM, what spoils the CD-ROM? Scratches. And how does the scratches come? If you don't store it well, you don't put it in the case. If you decide that my bread, let me throw it somewhere, scratches don't come. And when the scratches come, I remember we had somebody who when someone told him that okasa na scratches. That means CD ni nye juma papa. That means when he talks, it does not flow. So there were scratches. And today we have what? Pen drive. Even with the pen drive, an unsafe keeping of the pen drive corrupts the pen drive. You cannot still put it anywhere. So, in deleting, if you say you won't delete, the more you keep it, the more it's what? It creates problem for you. The more it creates problem for you. And why is the world moving so fast like that? Because the world is learning to delete old stuff and move. I don't know how many of you watch the Taiwan earthquake. The Taiwan earthquake. Today there was an earthquake in Taiwan. The strongest for 25 years, 7.2 on the Richter scale. But you will see a tall story building. Achia say, only 4 people died. Tall story building, Achia. Why? They knew that where they were getting to, things like this will be coming. So the story building was built on a metal. So inflammable boy and two ninja and Achia. So you see the whole story building hanging like a tree. Oh, FKK, go and check on the BBC. Go and check on the BBC. Why? They have moved on from the old stuff. Yabenu. What we are looking at both spiritual and physical. How would you enter into the new unless you delete the old? So if I go into scripture, scripture says, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. That is scripture. But where do you remember? What do you remember? Computer by when you be? What are you bookkeeping? What's your exercise book, Musa? Bookkeeping. What is it you call digitization? What are you doing? What are you doing? What do you want to do? And yet, you man and a person you with you, it is because you are still holding on to the old. The new cars that have come, starting, we have moved to keyless, we have moved to pressing the knob. Last week, I sat in somebody's Honda. Now we don't have the gear lever again. We just press park, drive, reverse. The new button, so. And when you are using the Range Rover, the reason why we say Range Rovers are getting spoiled, but people are still buying it. Because it opens like this, the compartment opens like this, and then everything comes up. It comes up as a small button. You turn it, and when you finish and you put off the engine, everything will lower down. Everybody is moving. What about you? You don't want to delete and you want to move. It's not possible. You'll be too heavy to move. You'll be too heavy to move. And many of us are sitting down and we are heavy, 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 heavy. And we are not moving. From tonight, take a step. At least, the 400 men, they took a step. They did not stay there. They came to the cave of Adullam. They took a step. Tonight, take a step. As we bow down our heads, take a step. Take a step in your mind. Take a step in your mind. We are doing the memory one. We will come later to imagination. Take a step in your mind. If you don't take a step, times will change. Times are changing. Life is moving fast. What are you doing? Holding on to the old? It will not work. As you bow down your head, just think of the things that you need to delete in your life. Things that you need to delete. Things that you need to delete. you don't delete it, it will destroy you. Wow, what you have cried now? What's you trust your album by? If you want to shame crown who's assassin? If you want to 10 years, now here's it. 10 years, a maxi present shabba. Sisi assassin. Remember your trousers? 10 years ago, it was about 20. This will be unpam about 20 view. Or the coin. Assassin. Delete. Now we wear slim fit. Everything must fit. Why must it fit? Because we have to move. Make a move in your mind. Bow down your head. Pray for yourself. I'm also praying for myself. As I do this, I'm also looking at things that I have to delete. Ask the Lord, Holy Spirit, help me. There are some things you think you have overcome, but you need to delete it to move on. Holy Spirit, give me a reminder of certain things that I have to delete in my life in order to move forward. Father, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to empty. Help us to empty ourselves. Help us to delete things. Help us to delete stuff. Help us to delete anything that weighs us down, anything that keeps us down. Anything that does not push us forward, delete it. Delete it. Give us the strength to delete it. Some of us, the headaches we are going through, it is not demonic attack. It is what you have kept in. And that is what is eating you. Yeah. Open your eyes 1 minute. Let me tell you something, then we'll pray. Man is made up of the body, the spirit, the soul, and the body. We all agree. We have 3 types of sicknesses. We have sicknesses that sit in your soul. We have sicknesses that sit in your body. We have sicknesses that sit in your spirit. Intina yari ebu ho no maye tumi hwe yari ene yesi we ye den honhun mu yari. That is where you need what? Deliverance. Ye hwe yari ebi ho no ma yesi yari we uhia psychologist. Enu nye yari e wo honamu o. Enu ye yari a wagye tena woni pedue ni mu. It is a soulless thing. So Some of it you are spoken to, and then it takes it off. And then we have the infifinsa rashes, a body sickness. Yeah. It is high and no mono. And no a sunny can I be a that is a body sickness. Inti untumin kase oh wedi me here. This one that we're talking of sits in your soul. And without clearing it off, you can't make a move. It is when your soul is full, you get some effects. And so somebody's diabetes is not hereditary. The diabetes is diabetes. Somebody has everybody's name. He can mention your name. He can mention the date you insulted him. He can mention the insult. He has not deleted. And when you don't delete, the memory becomes full. When it becomes full, then the effects is some of the things we go through. Into obu oho no mwa, niti paye na epaye no no. Enye hon humu yariye. Enye hon humu ni etuwo yede maano. Debi. nebufu kan kan nebufu a na ni tie ne ya ono so so onye de onje ebufu oni tiniti be ne ya sa we are praying to close. She just came, so I'm doing a wrap up for her. If that is it, so as we pray, that is why you have to get it, list it, and delete it. Just pray 1 minute and we are through. Father, help me. Bring into memory some things. Help me clear those things off. Because those things are weighing me down. They have become a weight on my life. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, breathe freshness upon us. As we go through this week, Lord, help us to empty ourselves. Help us to empty. Help us to take things out and throw it into the recycle bins. So that Father will be free. Because scripture says, he that the Son has set free is free indeed. We want to walk free in spirit. We want to walk free in soul. We want to walk free in body.
Thank
we
you
give
for
you glory.
Listening to today's
in Jesus'
word.
Name we pray.
We
Amen.
Believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.